Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is a batch episode, which means I've taken some specific sections from older episodes and I've bundled them together into this episode. If you are interested in accessing all the old episodes, bonus episodes, videos or photos, then you can learn more by going to my website at sleepwhispers.com. And now for a batch of finely aged whispers. I hope you enjoy them. Let's move on to the meta chat. So, I'm so excited to tell you about what I've come up with for this dilemma of some of the content. So, the short answer. Oh, so just a reminder of the things I'll be talking about in the meta chat. I'll tell you about the bonus content first, and then I'm so excited to tell you about the bonus content that I'm forgetting my usual format of how I like to do this in a very structured way. All right, so tonight's meta chat. I'm going to talk about the bonus content and update about the changes I made to my podcasting equipment. I've shared two reviews, and as usual, I'll share some comments from one of the podcast surveys. Alright, now I can move on and start telling you about the bonus content. So there were kind of three different types of motivating factors that were all swirling around in my head that were motivating me to want to really come up with an idea to solve some problems. Alright, so here's the three factors. The first one is about survey feedback. So, in looking through all the survey feedback, there were some fade-outs which were least liked by many, but also selected as the most liked fade-outs by some. So an example is the pseudo-French play I did, where I don't know French. I just read the French terms, and if you knew French, then it was not relaxing, because my mispronunciations probably felt like cheese graters on your ears, And I totally understand that. If you didn't know French at all, then it was just supposed to simulate inaudible ASMR, where it's just kind of made up words. But I don't want to make up words that sound like too much work. So I just used a non-English language. So when I looked through these surveys, here's the actual statistics on the pseudo-French play. 33% of you voted the pseudo-French play as your least favorite fade-out. And that was the one fade-out that had the most least favorite votes. So it was, overall, the least favorite fade-out. Now, what was somewhat strange is that, I don't know if strange, but just in contrast, 10% of you selected the pseudo-French play as your single most favorite fade-out. So that's my dilemma. You know, do I keep doing non-English readings, or do I stop? And what I did decide is to not do any more non-English readings for the podcast, because I agreed with all the feedback. But I wanted to come up with a way to still provide that type of fade out to that 10% who still consider it their favorite. So that was one type of motivation. The second type of motivation for the bonus content was I often ask for your ideas of how I can improve the podcast. And you suggested adding music into the podcast. And I liked that idea, and so I shared that idea back to everyone. And some people liked the idea, and some people didn't like the idea. And the reasons they gave were very good. Because if you're listening to just whispering, and then all of a sudden there's a section with music added in the middle of that, then that can take you out of that relaxing state. And others have said that the one thing, or one of the things they like about this podcast, is that it's just pure whispering with nothing else added. So I did decide that I'm not going to add music into sections of the podcast, because I thought those were good reasons not to. But I still like that idea, and so I wanted to think of a way to still be able to provide that to some of you who like that idea. Alright, and here's the third example, or the third motivating factor. I often think of different ideas I'd like to do for the fade out that are a bit more experimental for the podcast, because they're not just pure whispering. Like, one thing that I like is I like to hear computer keyboard typing, you know, that clackety clack sound. And so I've thought about, well, maybe I'll do a fade out where I whisper and that with, you know, while typing on a computer keyboard. Because I've heard that, you know, with other artists. And I like that. But for similar reasons I gave before, I don't want to deviate from this format I have, where it's, you know, almost pure whispering. I think I've decided that I'm going to stick with that. So I've decided not to, you know, do things like computer keyboard typing and some other traditional or popular ASMR trigger sounds, not to add those into the podcast. Alright, so the challenge that I kind of was feeling last episode and I felt like building up is to come up with a way to provide this content to you without compromising or affecting the podcast format that I've established and I want to stick to. So the solution I came up with is having a site that you can go to if you want to, and you can download these types of files as MP3 files. I hope that sounds like a good idea to some of you, at least, who are interested in those types of files. I've added a page on my website to fully explain what the bonus content is and where you can go to get it. So if you go to the website at some point, there's a new page, and right at the top of the home page, there's a link that says bonus content. And when you tap that, it says, welcome to the bonus content info page. And immediately at the top, there's a link if you want to jump right to the bonus content. And then the rest of the page is an explanation about the bonus content. So the first question I answer is on this info page is, what is the bonus content? And to summarize and share what the page says, it says, it's an opportunity for me to offer whispered content to you that will not be available in future podcast episodes. And the bonus content is also an opportunity for you to support the podcast if you want to. So the bonus content is available as pay what you want, downloadable MP3 files, which means you can donate whatever you like when you download a file, or just get them for free. Whatever you want to do is great with me. I'm happy to put them out there and provide them for you. And I've already posted 3 bonus content files on the site. The first one is another or a new French reading. So this, the last one in the podcast, was a French play. And this new one is French poetry. And I did it slightly different with the play. I think, adding, you know, some dramatic tones and to the characters as I was reading it. But when I did this French poetry, I did it more just low key. So it's just more, I don't know if monotone is the word, but non-dramatic, inaudible ASMR. The second bonus content file is I took a reading and I added music to it. So the original suggestion that you had for adding music was to add those musical tones or musical chimes. So I took a reading, a whispered reading of a fairy tale that I did for the ASMR podcast. So you might have heard that. But then I added those musical tones to the entire reading. So you can check that out and see if you like it. And this third bonus content file, I didn't know if I was ever going to tell you about this. But something somewhat funny happened in the second episode that you never heard because I cut the whole thing out and I redid it, and I didn't even tell you about it because, I don't know, I felt kind of dumb, I guess. But when I did the first attempt at the second episode, I selected a two-person play because I wanted to do the, you know, the ear-to-ear for each character, and I didn't read the play. It had two characters. It looked good enough. So I just started reading it for the second episode. And as I kept reading it while I was recording, I was realizing that some of the storyline may not be appropriate for the podcast. And it wasn't graphic and it wasn't vulgar, but it was just the storyline of the characters. So, some of it involved drug addiction and just some adult themes, even though it wasn't graphic in any way. But I did the fade out for the recording. And then at the end of the recording, right before I said good night, I said, I don't know if I'll include that in the podcast. You may never hear this recording. And so then I did decide not to include it. and I did a new fade out for the second episode, and I stuck that file in a folder. But here's the thing about that play or that fade out. It's actually very sweet. The two characters, the key point or the core of the story is that they have drug addiction problems. And there's a lot of things that are going wrong in their lives. And they're making a lot of bad choices. But they really, really love each other. And it's so sad, but endearing at the same time, that I've always wanted to make it available to you, but I was definitely concerned about putting it into the podcast, because it may not be just those themes, may not be appropriate, or you may not want to hear about those kinds of themes. So, anyway, ramble. This secret recording I did, the hidden recording, is now available as one of the types of bonus content. Another thing I address on the bonus content info page is, what if you want to sample the bonus content before you commit to downloading the entire file? Well, that's no problem, because you can sample and stream it, so you don't need to download it. You can just stream a 2-minute sample, so that way you can kind of get an idea if it's something you're interested in downloading. How often do I plan on creating bonus content? I think right now I'm just planning on doing one file or one bonus content a week. And what might be future bonus content? Well, whatever you want it to be. You know, that's what I'm really trying to do with the bonus content. I have a lot more freedom with the bonus content to do almost any suggestion you offer, because it's not going to be in the podcast, so it doesn't adhere to the whisper only format I'm trying to stick to in the podcast. So I can do more, like take more fade outs and combine them with music. I can do more whispered catalog browsings. I can read the rest of, like, some fade outs. I do a reading, and then I stop in the middle of the reading, because it would just be too long for me to read the entire story. So there was the story I read of Here Comes the Wub, and there's still another half of that story. I thought that was a pretty good story. So I could read the second half of that story, combine it with the first half, and actually add that as a super long fade out as bonus content. I could do whispers with keyboard typing. I could do whispers while eating and drinking. Now that tends to be very niche ASMR. I would not do that in the podcast for sure. But I kind of enjoy that. So there may be others that also. Anyway, those are all examples of recordings I probably wouldn't do for the podcast, but I could do as bonus content. Now, something else that's very interesting about the bonus content is I can also do videos. So that's something I can't do, or I don't want to put videos as podcast content. I'm sticking to audio only for the podcast. But if you have some video ideas, then go ahead and send them. On my website page about the bonus content, I also explain the steps that you'll go through to download the file. I've never used this site before, so I didn't even know really what to expect. So you may not also. So what I did was I just highlighted the steps, and here's the basic process of how the site works. When you go to the page with the bonus, or the site with the bonus content files, you know, you can read about the files and you can preview them. And then if you want to download it, you just click on the file. If you want to make a donation, you enter the amount, or you just keep that at zero if you want to get it for free. Then you click the green Buy Now button. Then you have to enter your email. And I thought this was strange the first time I did it. But the way the site works is that they email you the link to the download. And I think one benefit to that is then you always know where that link is. Like it's in your email inbox in case you want to download the file again. Rather than having to create an account on that site, which would then, you know, store those links for you, which is another option. Like you can also do that. You can have your links on that site. But with the email, they'll always be in your email inbox. Then the next step is you click that green button again. And if you're making a donation, then there's three ways you can do it. You can use your current PayPal account. You can create a PayPal account at that step. Or you can pay with a credit card. And then, once you're done with that, you'll get the link sent to your email inbox. And you just click download product. And you have the options to download the file right to your computer or right to your Dropbox account if you have one. Alright, I hope that I've covered what I think would be most of the questions about how the bonus content works. And I hope you like this idea. I think I came up with a good way to make that content available, but without mucking up the podcast. Not mucking up, but, you know, deviating from a certain format that I've decided to adhere to, which is, you know, the kind of the pure whispering. All right, the second topic in the meta chat is an update about my experience with the new podcasting gear I bought and I used in the last episode. So last week I explained my mission to reduce editing time by making some changes to my equipment. So I bought two new microphones, which should be better at not picking up stray sounds in the background. And I bought two inline preamps. And what these basically do is just give a boost to these different types of microphones. And I bought two boom scissor arms. You know, those long mechanical things that hold microphones. And the purpose of those were to prevent me from bumping my microphones, because the way I had them set up before, my arms and hands would bump into them, and then I'd have to go back and edit those out, so that way it didn't jar you out of your relaxing moments. Alright, so here's the big question. Did I spend less time editing last week compared to prior weeks? And the answer is no. I spent more time. And it was just for a very logical reason. So this is not a bad thing. But I had to actually listen to the entire file more closely than usual to confirm that the microphones and the preamps and the new microphones arm holder things, that they all did result in a cleaner, better file that I wouldn't need to edit as much. So I spent more time, but it was to confirm or to check, you know, what was the difference. Alright, so the real question is, how did it go? Alright, one bad thing is that I still heard a couple of microphone bumps, nowhere near as much as before. But it's such a mystery to me. I don't know what I'm doing when I'm recording, because there shouldn't be a way I can bump my microphone now unless I'm like shadow boxing. So I don't know where those bump sounds came from, or maybe it's something else. So I'll see if that happens again this week. I'm being extra careful not to bump anything. But the overall news is good. There were a lot less background sounds that would have needed to be removed. So I just slowly just scrolled and listened and looked at the waveform file, and it just looked a lot cleaner than before. So this editing this week, when I go to edit this file that I'm recording now, this should be my first kind of experience at maybe a quicker editing process. I'm optimistic. Okay, on to two new reviews I've received in the US iTunes store. The first one is from SpiltMilk23, and it's three sentences, and I'll read them into each microphone. Completely relaxing. I really love the structure and the length. I have not had such a deep sleep in a long time. Thank you, SpiltMilk23. It's so good to hear that you like the format. There is one section that I don't include anymore. I used to have a section called Sleep Tips. But other than that, I don't think this format's gonna go through any other major changes. And for the length, I always aim for a 1 hour minimum because of positive feedback like yours. So, yeah, for the most part, I'm sticking with this structure and 1 hour plus length. The next review I received is from C.M. Hopgood, and it's about four sentences. Engagingly charming. This well-organized podcast is presented without pretense, with a sensitivity to an acceptance of the various personal human conditions present in our society. It has included the narrator's sincere requests for feedback and suggestions to help sculpt the podcast experience so that it is more meaningful for listeners. I have found this to be an authentic, educated, enlightened, often questioning monologue, which has been, from time to time, not only relaxing, but also engagingly charming. Wow. Thank you, CM Hopgood. You have a wonderful way with words. And you are also known, so CM Hopgood is better known in this podcast as Carol Lee. So this is a listener who I've talked about in prior episodes, And for those of you who may not know, because you're new listeners, or you may have forgotten, Carolee has been working with Apple customer support for over a month to get an iTunes username. No matter what name she tried, she just kept getting error messages. In the end, it turned out that it was a glitch on Apple's side that they had to fix. But it took them a long time to figure that out and to get it fixed. Carolee has kept me updated about her struggles with trying to get her username created. And there are several things I've learned about her through our correspondence. And the first thing is, and I really admire this, she is appropriately persistent. And I just can't believe how good she was at keeping on top of this to get it finally fixed. She went through so many customer support people who were actually not very helpful. But she stayed focused and she patiently explained and re-explained the problem to every person in the chain. And I mean, she was sharing those correspondences with me, and I found them and her very inspirational about, you know, follow through with something. The second thing I've kind of learned about her is that she is a talented wordsmith. You may have noted that in her marvelously written review. She definitely has a talent with words. And I really think, and I've told her this, she should have a blog or write a book or start a podcast. And the third thing is just that she's a good person. And like Pepine and others, I consider her a friend that I've found through this podcast. So thank you both, Spilt Milk 23 and Carolee, for writing those very kind reviews. Alright, now on to survey responses. No, there were not any new survey responses that came in this week, but I'm working through the sharing the comments from surveys that already have come in. So I'll continue with comments, sharing the comments from survey number 14. So to the survey question, how did you discover this podcast? This person selected other and then explained how they discovered it, which is a little interesting. And it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's about 5 sentences. I was trying to learn how to download podcasts and totally not looking for anything related to ASMR, which I'd never even heard of yet there was little benefit in downloading something that was of absolutely no interest to me. So I saw the title of this podcast, and I was intrigued. And I know that better sleep is important to good health. So in a wild moment of flurry, I thought, why not see what this is about? I'm smiling. That is such a funny story of how you discovered this podcast. I mean, I don't know what the term for that is. It was like organic discovery or accidental discovery. Or maybe it's just destiny. You were meant to find it. Another question in the survey is, which section do you enjoy the most? And this person selected the curious quote. And here's what this person explained about why they enjoy this section the most. And it's about 4 sentences. My predominant communication style, required by profession, is devoted almost exclusively to transferring information, logical arguments, meticulous documentation of facts, etc. There is little opportunity for me to speak with others of the heartfelt ideas and concepts that direct their lives. For various reasons, there are few people who are comfortable sharing the music of their hearts. The curious quote is an opportunity for me to hear this all too left out music. Wow, that is such a poetic way to put it. The music of their hearts. I think in the real world that I am often one of those people who is not always comfortable sharing that music in my heart. This podcast is, it's kind of therapeutic that way. I really think whispering makes me open up more than I would in the real world, for sure. And also, if I talked normal in a normal voice without whispering into a microphone, the next question that had a comment was, which section do you enjoy the least? And this person selected the sleep tip and explained in like 3 sentences why. You you asked me to choose a section, so I am giving an answer. It's not really fair to discriminate against the poor little sleep tip that way. Smiley face. Reminds me of the last kid chosen for sides in a basketball game. Well said. Poor little sleep tip section. Maybe I need to write the words sleep tip on a towel or something and hang it up high in my room, like the jersey number of a retired athlete. Oh, sleep tip section, you have served us well, but now I must respectfully retire you. Right, the next comments are about weaknesses of the podcast. And here's what this person shared. There is some element of music and breathing that I think could be positive, but I don't have any particularly good ideas for incorporating these elements. I must confess, I am struggling to answer this, much as I did in which section of the podcast do you like least? So let me say only, how about considering music and rhythmic breathing as a part of your tuck-in? I love the idea of adding music to the tuck-in, and I know there are some other listeners who would like that because it has been suggested before about adding music to some sections of the podcast. Now, I'm not going to do it as part of the regular podcast because other listeners have pointed out some downsides for them of that it can jar them out of a relaxing state if one section has music. But this is the beauty of bonus content. So I could make like an extended length, a special tuck-in, and I can add music to that and post that as bonus content. So if that interests some of you, just let me know. For the question in the survey about the strengths of the podcast, this person wrote one sentence. I like hearing what others are thinking. Oh, that's great to know. Sometimes I'm unsure about that. Like, you know, do you like hearing the feedback and the survey comments and the reviews from others? And so it's good to know that, like, for this person, that's what they wrote down as what they perceived as one of the best strengths. And the last set of comments they had was was in response to just this open question of, do you have any other thoughts that you'd like to share about the podcast? And they wrote like 3 or 4 sentences. My apologies. I will need to share later. Crisis calls. Thank you for your creativity. And thanks for incorporating others, including me, in that creativity. Well, thank you for all your helpful comments. And I hope that crisis, whatever it was, turned out okay. I mean, the word crisis is alarmed me. But there's something about the words you wrote after crisis calls that hopefully makes it seem like it wasn't something tragic. It was just something that needed your immediate attention. So I truly hope everything turned out okay. If anyone else is interested in completing the podcast survey, there is a link in the show notes and on the website. On to the meta chat, which is me sharing feedback from you and updates from me. And what I'm going to cover tonight in the meta chat is some new bonus content, small changes I've made to the podcast. Update on my podcasting equipment, 2 reviews, and comments from a survey response. I've added a new bonus content file to the bonus content site. I got kind of experimental. So here's what I did. I took the fade out reading that I did about coconut milk, and I duplicated it several times and then staggered it. So, what it sounds like is that there's several of me reading that story or reading about coconut milk all at the same time. And that may or may not. I'm smiling and it makes me hard to say. May or may not. It may or may not be something that you would find enjoyable. The inspiration for it was layered ASMR. So that's where artists will take, they might take whispering and combine it with crinkling and tapping and mouth sounds, and those all might start as separate recordings, and then they just layer all those together, and it can lead to a very strong response, ASMR response, or relaxing feeling, however you react to that. And so something that I like is I like layered voices. There isn't a lot of ASMR content out there where it's several people whispering at once. So this, in a way, mimics that. It almost feels like you're listening to several people in a room all whispering, and you're just in the room listening. Sorta. Now, if I remember to do it, I'm gonna insert like a short, I don't know, I guess like a 3 to 5 second sample right here in the podcast. But I'm gonna test it and listen to it before I release it, meaning that inserted clip. And if it sounds too disruptive, then I'm not going to include it. So one, I have to remember to do this, and two, if I do it, I'm gonna try to make sure, or I'm gonna use my judgment as to if it's disruptive. So, could be either one of those reasons why you don't hear a clip. Alright. If I insert the clip, it's going to start right here. Inserted the clip, then you would have just heard it. Alright, there was one other thing I want to tell you about the bonus content. That I added previews, links to the previews in the show notes of each episode. So now, if you just want to open up the show notes, there should be links right there. So you can just tap those, and you will be able to immediately hear the 2-minute streaming sample, rather than having to go to the site and open up the content area, find the link, and then sample it. So, hopefully I made that a little bit easier for you. Next up on the MetaChat is a couple small changes I've made to the podcast. I think I did it last week. You might have noticed, and I definitely did it this week. I cut out the, or not cut out, but I stopped. I did not explain what the curious quote was and the history of the curious quote and my journal book before jumping into the curious quote. It is probably a safe assumption that the strong majority of you are regular listeners, or you've heard some of the older episodes. So I don't really need explain the history of the curious, or the origin of the curious quote in every episode. And I also feel it doesn't really need an explanation. Like if I say, oh, here's the curious quote, and I read the quote, I don't think anyone's ever going to wonder what a quote is or what it is that I'm doing. And sometimes it's self-evident as I'm talking about the quote that it was something I collected a while ago. And that's kind of true for most people. Like, you have your favorite quotes. I don't know. So I hope that makes sense. Just seemed like one thing I could make a little more efficient in the podcast. The other change I made to the podcast is not something that you hear, but it could be something that you see. I went back to all the podcast episodes and I added information about the fade out into each title. For example, for this episode, the old title would have been Sleep Whispers, number 19. The title will now show that same beginning, Sleep Whispers, number 19. Dash, fade out with solving a crossword puzzle. And I think this is going, or can be, helpful, because if you have a favorite fade out, it makes it easier for you to now find it. Now, if you've already downloaded any episodes, you won't see that change because my podcast feed can't communicate with a file that you've downloaded already. So if you want the full title on your saved episodes, on your downloaded episodes, you'd have to re-download that episode, and then the new title should show what the fade out is. Anyway, that was just an idea I came up with that I didn't see too much of a downside to doing that. And it could be helpful if you want to scroll back and find a certain fade out to listen to. Next up in the meta chat is an update about my podcasting equipment. So a few episodes ago, I purchased some new equipment to help reduce my editing time. And this past week was really the first time that I could test if those changes were going to result in spending less time cleaning up stray sounds in the podcast. And the good news is it did. Yay. That feels silly to cheer in a whisper. But that's how I feel. I'm so happy that it's working out so far. I would say it's cut down my time spent editing by about half. So there's a lot less sounds that I have to find and get rid of. It's not perfect, so there's still stuff that I, whether it's my OCD or whatever, I still find some noises, or, you know, whether it's a dog barking or something, will still get into the podcast. So I still go in and remove those. But it's a lot easier now. I'm gonna cheer again. Yay! I also discovered a neat little trick that I can do while I'm editing podcast that makes doing it a lot more enjoyable. So here's why it's not enjoyable. Because what I'm doing is I'm opening up the audio file in a software program, and I'm looking at the visual representation of the audio, and I'm not always listening to it when I'm doing this editing. What I'm doing is I'm looking at the visual representation of each word and the spaces between the words for any strange shapes. So when I see a strange shape that shouldn't belong, then I highlight it and I listen to it to see, is that me making a strange noise which I want in there, like like saying yay will probably make a strange shape. And then I'll see that and I'll wonder, is that a mic bump? Is that a dog barking? What is that strange shape that doesn't fit the pattern of all the other shapes? So I just use my mouse and I highlight it and I hit play and I just listen to it, and then I know within a second if it's a sound that needs to be deleted, or it's a sound that can just stay in there. Alright. So, I'm working. This is a long ramble to tell you about this trick. So, I need to have my headphones on, because I need to hear these sounds very well when I hit that play button. And I can't have music on. I can't have other headphones on. I can't have a video on my tablet while I'm doing it. But for the most part, I'm not listening to anything. I'm just highlighting occasional pieces listening to see what that word or sound is. And with my old technique, that could take me 2 hours to do. And with my new editing workflow, I can do it in 45 minutes to an hour of look through the entire file for any strange shapes. And I'm just standing there scrolling and scrolling and looking and looking, and then a quick listen, and then scrolling and scrolling. Alright, so here's my trick to make this so much more enjoyable. And I may be the only person in the world that does something like this. I have a small little Bluetooth device. You can get them on eBay for like $5. And it fits inside my ear. And it's just in one ear. So it's almost completely inside my ear. And I can use that, or I often use it to listen to podcasts. And I usually like it just being in one ear, because then I can still hear all around me of anything else that's going on. So like sometimes at the gym, or usually at the gym, I use it there. So that way I can hear if someone else says something to me. Whereas if I had things in both ears, I'd have to hit pause or take them off or be like, oh, excuse me, what were you saying? Alright, so you might have pieced this all together so far with where I'm going with this. So what I can do is I can put my little tiny Bluetooth device in my right ear. I can start playing a podcast from my phone. And then I put my large headphones on that go around my ears and just cover up my ears. And now I can scroll and edit the audio while listening to a podcast the whole time. And so when I get to a spot where I need to listen to it, I just hit the play, and because my left ear doesn't have anything in it, I can just hear if it was a dog barking or it was me making a strange sound in the podcast. And now I don't mind as much doing the editing. Yay! Alright, that's so nerdy. Lots of tech talk today in the meta chat. Alright, I'm gonna move on to reviews I received this week. And I received 2 new reviews, and one of those was my very first review in the Canadian iTunes store, and it was from Steph BG. And here's what this person wrote. I love this podcast. I really enjoy Harris's voice and his format. If you like whispering male voices for your ASMR. This is perfect for you. Some soft speaking might be a nice change now and then, but I really can't complain. I haven't made it through all the episodes yet, since I keep falling asleep. Thanks for all your hard work, Harris. Thank you, Steph BG, for your kind and appreciative review. And for my first review from Canada. You mentioned soft speaking, and I really like the idea of doing some soft speaking. I actually think about it often. I've decided, though, that it may not make sense for me to do it in this podcast. Especially because the name is Sleep Whispers. And also, I think I've set up the expectation and I want to be consistent with just doing whispering in this podcast. But as you can tell, I'm kind of hinting that maybe I'll start another podcast with some soft speaking. So I do think about that. So it may happen. The second review I received this week was in the US iTunes store. And it was from Stephanie W. Oh no, I said that wrong. Sorry. Stephanie D. W. And here's what she wrote. Absolutely wonderful. I've tried so many apps. CDs, cassette tapes, that's how long it's been, over the years, to help me get to sleep. And Harris puts me out in minutes. I have never made it through an entire episode awake. So I have no idea what the fade out session entails. But subconsciously, it is keeping me peacefully asleep. I rarely even stay awake through the chat session. As soon as I hear his voice, I become completely relaxed and sleep through the night. It's a life changer. Can whisper in my ears for as long as you want, Harris. Thank you. Well, thank you, Stephanie D. W. for your very sweet and it's a compliment and good news that you have never heard a fade out. That's great. And did you say cassettes? Wow. You have been struggling with sleep for a long time. Do you remember having your cassette player eat your cassette, and you try to pull the cassette out of the player, and it would just pull all the tape out of the cassette, and then you'd just be holding your favorite cassette with all the tape just spilled out like entrails. Alright, that was a gross metaphor. Sorry. Oh, yeah. I don't really miss cassettes. Yay for streaming music and podcasts. Thank you both for your very kind reviews. If anyone else is interested in rating and reviewing this podcast, there is a link in the show notes and on the website. Alright, and we'll finish up the meta chat with talking about survey responses. I received one new survey response this week, and it was extra exciting because if you remember, I made a slight change to the first survey questions. So you now have the option to put in a real or fake name so I can address you personally. So the survey that I received this week was filled out by Jasmine, so it feels so good to be able to have a name or to kind of thank someone a little more personally for taking the time to fill out the podcast, to fill out the podcast survey. Thank you, Jasmine, for what you put into your podcast survey. You wrote something very supportive and encouraging. When I opened up your survey, I normally expect, you know, that there's going to be some helpful feedback about the logistics of the podcast, but you provided me with something uplifting and a bit more personal, and it was helpful, so thank you for that. I will share Jasmine's survey comments in the near future because I'm sharing everyone's comments in the order at which they come in. So in this episode, I'm sharing the comments from survey number 15. The person who filled out this survey typed in comments to four of the questions, and I'm going to read all this person's comments at once, and then I'll share some of my comments about it, because their comments are very succinct. So here is what they shared for the question: which section do you enjoy the most? This person selected the meta chat and then gave this comment: I like your input. For the question, which section did you enjoy the least? They did not select any of the sections, but they did type in a comment, and this is what they put: I like all of it. For the question, which asked about did they have any weaknesses or suggested changes to the podcast, this person put: none. And then finally, when asked about what do you think are the strengths of the podcast, this person typed in the comment: your relaxing voice. Thank you to the person who filled out this podcast survey, and thank you for your comments. And this is a great example or an opportunity for me to highlight that it really is not vital to write a lot of comments. The majority of the survey is just tapping multiple choice questions, and the comments are optional. Plus, this person kind of reminds me of me if I was in my bed with my iPhone and I was sitting there deciding, hey, I'll take the survey on my iPhone. I hate typing on my iPhone. I hardly ever reply to emails on my iPhone or send long texts. It's everything is as few words as possible. So, if I had filled out any survey on my iPhone, I would just typed in very short, precise answers. So, I completely understand. If anyone else is interested in completing the survey, there is a link in the show notes and on the website.